This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 28, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Morning showers, afternoon sun, temperatures falling from the 50s to the low 40s during the day. The city of Salem will soon need to deal with two aging sewer lines. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the Willow Avenue sewer lines will need to be replaced. A break in those lines could result in sewage flowing into Salem Harbor. The state is distributing nearly $12 million to several Massachusetts communities to help remove dams as part of a broader effort to improve water hydrology and local ecosystems. The Salem News is reporting that Middleton will get $370,000 for the removal of the South Middleton Dam that is in poor condition and could pose a significant safety hazard. The city of Gloucester has inked an agreement with the Massachusetts School Building Authority for $10 million to assist in the $67 million school building project for the East Veterans Elementary School. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that the project is underway and is expected to be completed by the summer of 2023. Several local communities held holiday celebrations over the weekend. Beverly held its holiday parade yesterday. In Salem, Santa came to visit at the Hawthorne Hotel, and the city's holiday tree is up at Lappin Park. Peabody held its tree lighting ceremony on Saturday. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Wizards last night at the Garden, 130-121. The Seas host the Hornets tonight. The Bruins play host to the Lightning tomorrow night in Boston, while the Patriots will play the Bills in Foxborough Thursday night. The Endicott College men's basketball team fell to number 14 nationally ranked Middlebury, 74-63 yesterday afternoon. Jeff Hill of Lynn paced the Gulls with a career-high 24 points. He came off the bench, playing 26 minutes for those 24 points. High school winter sports practices begin today, so this marks the start of the basketball and hockey programs for this coming winter. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.